Rock, rock, rock me, mama.
Welcome back. I'm Macy.
And I'm Amy.
This is Rock Me Mama.
And that's Morgan.
And I'm tired.
Yeah, you are.
How are you guys doing?
Us?
Yeah.
Oh, we're fine. A rough day.
Oh, yeah. The tantrums.
Yeah. I'm good. We actually had a good day. We had a good day.
Well, every time it's a school day, it's a good day, honestly. Yeah. Like, school days are good days.
School days are good days.
I know that sounds fucking awful because it's like, it's saying that when they're away, it's good. But, like, it's good.
She's not away, though. She's not away, and she's happy, and she's learning.
It gives you a chance to miss them. Like, we get to be productive and feel like we get to get work done. And then we're, like, genuinely excited to see them.
Yeah, so excited.
And hang out with them when they get home.
Yeah, instead of totally burnt out by the end of the day, where you're like, oh, my God, go to bed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, I had to go to the studio a little bit later today, and so I wasn't there to pick her up. Nick picked her up, but when I got home, she was just waiting in the window, just staring. And she always does that. If she knows that I'm coming home, she just waits in the at the door.
That's so cute.
And then
cute.
She runs out, and she's like, Mommy!
That's
it's
so
the best.
Cute.
It's the best.
Yeah, no, it's the greeting after being away.
The greeting is everything.
It's the best. It's the best.
Yeah.
Y'all, Wyatt's gonna be one a month from tomorrow.
That's just fucking crazy.
It's impossible.
He's so one. I can't.
I was talking to Chase about it. I think it was this weekend. And I started crying. And I was like, I'm struggling with... Because, like, I remember when E turned one, it felt big, but it wasn't, like... I wasn't super emotional about it, because... I've talked about this before on the podcast, but like I genuinely have loved each stage better than the previous. Like it just has gotten more and more fun. But something about Wyatt turning one, I don't know if it's that he's my last. And so it like,
I was going to say, is it because it's your last
bigger,
baby?
But I think that there's like a lot of emotional trauma that I like haven't fully unpacked from the beginning of his life.
With the colic stuff? Well, just because there's probably guilt because you didn't enjoy it.
It's really hard looking back and not only having good memories, but having like straight up bad memories and like wishing that time away and I'm just willing it to just be over and... so much time spent just frustrated and overwhelmed and mad and angry and just like all of those feelings and none of them were like I don't have memories of him just like comfortably laying on my chest and doing skin to skin, and I don't have memories like rocking him to sleep and it being this enjoyable thing, or like good memories about early stages of breastfeeding, like it's all just like
it's all been hard
and it sucks. Like there's so much of that that's like he's my last one, and like that was how it went with my last baby, that like that was the last baby stage that
but he's like so happy and
I know
so freaking cute
he
and
really
like
is.
He's yummy, like every time I see him he's smiling and he's so happy and he just wants to like play with the big kids. I think it's just gonna get better. And that's what you need to focus on.
Like it has.
You need to focus on the fact that like it started off really rocky, but it's just getting better. And that's like, I'd rather it get better than that be your peak. You know, be like, they were such a great newborn, but they fucking suck now.
Right. And I need to think of it that way. But I think there's part of like a little bit of mourning of like, I guess just like mourning the first couple months of his life. And like just accepting that like, it really sucked and it was really hard. And I don't think, like, yes, I'm so grateful, like you said, that it's not reversed. Like, that it wasn't so great at the beginning and that
and
it's, like, flipped
awful,
now.
Like, thank God. We've seen that with people.
Yeah. Thank God that's not the case. But I don't think that I've properly, like, allowed myself the time to, like, fully accept and admit that, like, I didn't enjoy it. And if anything, I, like, kind of hated it and
was in
a dark place. And I need
to,
like...
you just have to accept that... that's okay to feel.
Yeah.
But there's also a lot of beauty in it.
Yeah.
Like, I took a video of you that I'll never forget that I posted. It was one of our videos that did the best a while back. Like, one of the first ones that went viral.
Yeah.
And it was you rocking him. You didn't know I was filming you.
Yeah.
And you were rocking him back and forth and just going shh, shh. And he was crying. And you had a messy ponytail. You hadn't slept in weeks.
Yeah.
And literally so many women saw that post immediately and were just like, this is me.
Yeah.
And so you have to understand that, like, there is something beautiful about an experience that is, like, so fucking hard that it makes you a million times stronger.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't, you had a really unusually blissful experience with it, with E.
Right.
And, like, my experience was a lot, like, quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, you know, that's Farah, and she's been tough her whole life.
Yeah.
But the rewards are so big.
Yeah.
When it's tough. And, yeah. And it will get, I think it will get easier and harder in stages, but I don't think you can look back on it and like feel only negative. I think you really have to look back at it and say like, I overcame a really, him and I did that together.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because you didn't give up on him. You didn't give up on the breastfeeding and you didn't give up on any of it. And you sat there as much as you were upset and as much as maybe internally you feel like you blamed him. You didn't do that outwardly.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
You were
true.
Still there for him. You were still holding him, even when other people would be like, let me take him. You were like, you wanted to do it.
Yeah.
So I feel like you need to focus on that.
Yeah, I agree. I was going to say, like, I get where you're coming from with kind of like the almost grieving it aspect. Yeah. Because I feel like, oh, last baby is like, it feels like end of an era type thing. But I do feel like especially with how kind of blissful, like Amy said, like Eli was, like, I feel like you didn't know what to expect. Of course you never do, but you kind of had, well, I was going to say you had no choice but to level up and kind of like take the challenge head on, but you actually do have a choice. I mean, everybody has a choice.
Yeah.
And you did it like, so like, I don't know. I was going to say just insanely good.
Yeah,
and
you did it really well.
Thanks. Yeah. And like, may not have felt that all the time, but I just think all of us have been like, wow.
Well, and also think about,
that was so hard.
Think about this podcast and your career and think about how much perspective you wouldn't have had without Wyatt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like with Eli, you would have thought that a chill mom makes a chill baby.
Yeah.
You would have judged other moms for being like, this is so fucking hard.
Right.
Because you wouldn't have known what it's like.
Right.
And so, you know, and I appreciate you knowing because I've always felt like people were like, oh, well, she's colicky because you're so nervous.
Yeah.
Or you're so traumatized from your birth that you made her the way that she is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've all learned that children are who they are.
Yeah.
And, you know, all you can do is your best.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't be able to speak on this topic. You wouldn't be able to relate and touch as many women as you have.
Totally,
without this experience.
Yeah.
Because you would have had rose-colored glasses.
Right.
You know? And, like, I think there's a lot to be said for that going forward.
Yeah.
You can speak firsthand on what it's like.
Right.
Both sides.
On both sides. Yeah.
No, that's true.
And you can't really judge because you're like, I fucking dealt with both opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
So you can have compassion.
It is nice to have, what's the opposite of rose colored? Brown poo-poo colored glasses? I don't know.
Clear, I guess.
Yeah. Or like clear sighted glasses. Yeah.
I don't know. Sepia tone. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's nice to have that in a way of like you said, like, I can relate to you in a different way that I know like, you needed and has been nice for you to be like, I didn't make Farah be this way.
Yeah.
And
it really validated me to see someone that like crunchy hippie mom who like doesn't put chemicals on and like, you know, does ever all the, I think people probably look at you and think like, well, she's just doing it all right. And she's just like, it looks easy, but like it was not easy for you. It was hard for you.
Yeah.
It was awful for you. And that's validating to women like me who felt like, wow, like maybe I'm just a nervous mom.
Yeah.
And no, it's like, no, dude, like case. I have a really strong, spirited child.
Yeah. And that's who Wyatt
is. That is going to be the reason she changes the world and does incredible things. But it's also the reason that she's so fucking tough.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I think there is so much of that, though, especially like recently since he's 11 months old. He's like becoming he's a person. Yeah. And it's been so fun watching him. He's like totally extroverted because he and E are so different. They're very, very, very different. He's so extroverted and just like needs to be in the middle of everything.
Yeah,
like
he if has the big kids to are be, over,
he has to be by
he gets
him.
So pissed at you when you don't let him go.
So mad. He'll like try to swim out of my arms.
Yeah.
literally like and like he'll like breaststroke in the air. He has to be in the middle of it. Loves people.
Yeah, FOMO. Loves, that's why they don't want to sleep.
Yeah, like he's,
it's the same reason they don't want to sleep because they're like, what's happening?
Yeah.
I can't miss.
Yeah. So it's like, but that's been fun to see that like, oh, this is who he is and this is probably going to be our life with him. Like,
yeah,
he's,
yeah,
he wakes up ready to go. Literally, like E will lay in bed an hour.
I can't even, I literally cannot imagine
he'll
that.
He'll lay in bed for an hour.
That like, is so freakish
up,
to
we'll
me.
We'll see him in there, like we can see his eyes are open. He'll just kind of like,
that what is that what Heart does?
Yeah.
Just so you people, fuck you guys.
We've left him in there before for an hour.
That is so mean.
Yeah. Well,
Farrah gets out of her own bed and before that, got out of her own crib, comes in our room and is like, let's go downstairs right now.
That's how like why 6 it's
o'clock in the morning and we're like, can we just, you want to come and lay? She's like, nope, I want ice cream.
The moon is still.
And then we'll go downstairs and it's still like pitch black out. And she'll be like, let's go to the library. And I'm like, the library's closed, babe. And she's like, the library. And I'm like, mom, my new thing is mommy's not a magician.
Oh,
that's what I've been saying to her every day because she's like, I want to go do this. And I'm like, that place doesn't exist or that place is closed or Morgan's not home.
Yeah.
You know, and like there are things that mommy can't control.
Yeah.
And I can't control if your friend Roman is at school.
Right.
And I know that pisses you off because you want to go play with him, but he's at school.
It mm-hmm. is what it is.
And she just demands things of me that I can't make out of thin air.
Yeah.
And that is the stage that we're in right now.
Next time, just drop her off at the library at 6 a.m.
Yeah, I should, right?
She
and just sit
home.
Outside in the car and just
figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny because that's
and
like,
then she gets stolen and sold.
That, you know, you talk about her like always
all for
being
a joke.
And it was all worth it just to prove that point.
All the proof.
Now she knows. It's funny, like
now she knows.
You always
see?
Talk about lesson learned, motherhood win.
Motherhood win. I really showed her.
Now, where
take
is she?
That. She's
please,
in the Philippines.
Please don't
bother. Yeah.
Anyways, lesson learned. Can we get her back over here? Okay, that was a long joke. You've talked forever about how she like wakes up and is so ready to go.
She's at a level 14.
Yeah.
Which is 5:30 in the morning.
I don't know if that's another thing that you thought like, is this because of us? Like, have we
why
created?
Would that? I'm a musician and my husband would happily sleep till 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
If he didn't have like a real big kid job.
Right.
But like, no, it's not us. That part is not us.
Well,
we love to sleep in. We don't like to go to bed early, but we like to sleep in.
Yeah.
It just hasn't been allowed.
That's
we're not allowed the joy of laying in bed.
It's interesting. Like he wakes up and he's like the difference. That's where I was going with that. The difference in E like laying in bed for an hour and then Wyatt. Literally, I'll watch him on the monitor. His head will be laying down and his eyes will open and he'll go. And immediately,
that's how she is.
Just like
that's how she is.
I'm like, your eyes just open.
She jumps out of bed. Jumps. Her eyes open and she leaps.
That's as soon as he
and
can
I'm
do
like,
that,
how
that's what he's going
the
to do.
And the fact that their birthdays are 10 days apart, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
We didn't
No,
like,
it's an
really,
Aries thing. They're crazy.
We didn't believe in that until why? Like
until he was the boy
until
version
why?
Of Farrah.
Yeah.
It's wild. And they also love each other.
I know they really do. They really do.
Yeah, it is a wild, like her level of energy is something I don't think I'll ever get used to it. I don't think there's going to be a day where I'm like, you didn't wear me out today. Nope.
Yeah.
The only time that she's like, her energy level is like tolerable.
It's when she's sick.
It's when she's sick.
I told you what Chase said about
and we're
Wyatt.
Like, oh my God, she's being so good.
Yes.
And it's because she's sick. And we're like, that sucks. But she'll actually watch a movie if she's sick.
Yeah. When
she won't watch a movie.
A few, or it's been like a month now, but when... That's the reason why I knew you were going to say that, because we have not talked about this before. I knew that you were going to say the only reason or the only time she's tolerable is when she's sick is because literally a month ago when Wyatt had the stomach bug that everybody in the neighborhood got, Chase looks at me and goes, he's literally the ideal baby when he's sick.
when he feels
and I was
terrible.
Like, I know.
It's awful.
Because he would actually like cuddle. He would just lay on me, which because he does not do.
Yeah.
And he was nursing so well, which like he does not do. And yeah, he was just,
I know.
He was pretty much the ideal baby when he was sick. We were like, sorry, buddy, don't listen to this.
No, but, I know. Yeah, when she was sick, we were like, wow, we can just like sit and watch a movie and just like
Eli, hang out. You're sick. Hurry, come cough in Wyatt's mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, get him sick again. No, poor YY.
It's so crazy.
I'll never tell him he's ideal when he's sick. But
you know, she's the busiest person I've ever met. I've never met someone that has a bigger to-do list.
She's Kramer.
Than my child. She is Kramer.
The way that she enters
and exits rooms just like Kramer.
Like when she comes over, she like runs upstairs and it's like,
no, literally, it's wild.
How many things can I touch in the first 30 seconds?
She just played seven games to herself in 14 seconds.
Yeah, she'll be like, mommy, let's paint. And I'll set up all the paint and I'll set up all the stuff and I'll have us ready. And then she'll be like, I want to watch a movie. And I'm like, we just set up paint. And then she's like, let's go to McDonald's. I'm like, okay.
Pick a lane.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. She'll be like, I want noodles. And Nick will make noodles. And she'll be like, pizza. And we're like, no. And then she'll be like, I want pizza. And it's like, you literally just asked us to make noodles.
Her brain, I like.
It's so crazy.
I imagine her brain looks like a pinball machine.
Yes.
Just like continuously just going. Dang, 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 dang.
Yes.
And
it's
up and down.
Exhausting.
Like, that's what happens in Farrah's brain from the second she wakes up.
Yeah, you'd think she would sleep better.
You'd think she'd just pass out.
Yeah. You would think.
No. Not the case. Yeah, these freaking
Aries.
No,
she needs like a baby Xanax or something.
Yeah. These
which is
Aries.
Not allowed. Yeah. Unfortunately, not allowed to give your kids Xanax. I know, so sad.
Anyways, that's my spiel. So I may be emotional the day
Do you think that you have any, is there any interest inside your heart to have another child?
No.
Zero.
No.
You don't have any, you don't feel sadness at all?
Period.
No, I really don't.
What about you? Are you kind of undecided?
Yeah, I'm in the air.
I don't even know how you could.
I'm in the air. It's up
no
air.
At this point.
You
actually,
don't.
I knew.
You knew right away.
Yeah.
You were like, I don't want, nope.
But I, even Wyatt.
Even
was,
before Wyatt was born, you were like,
Wyatt,
I don't want
I
more
I
kids.
Right. So then Wyatt came out and I was like, put the nail on the coffin.
Yeah.
No more kids.
Yeah, snip
no,
it.
I don't. They're, with all of that grief that I do feel like I need to grieve and feel about him turning one, there isn't 1% of me that's like, man, if I could just have one more though to do it over again. So I guess that's good, at least. Mm-hmm.
There are women that literally never want to stop having babies.
Yeah.
That just like love it so much and just want to have it like.
Well, my thing is like, oh, my heart might say yes, but my brain is like, okay, third C-section, preeclampsia, money.
Mm-hmm. There are women that have so many C-sections.
Another house. I know. And it's just like, I'm like, so
that's
my
crazy.
Heart might want one, but I don't.
But like logistically.
Yeah. My mom could have had, she had four of us and she could have had like eight of us. She just loved. Yeah.
There's also a difference between like wanting one and then just still being like, oh, I want one, but I think we're just done.
Yeah
like, that's true.
You know,
like knowing that you could maybe, but
Yeah.
Both of my friends that have had two and then they've gone to three have remarked pretty much exactly the same to me that, oh my God, two was doable and three is not.
Oh.
Like they have literally been like, two was an adjustment, but then we made it a really pretty nice lifestyle. Three has fucked us.
Yeah.
And two of my best friends have told me that. And of course, they love their third. It's not like they don't want their third, but they're like, the dynamic is totally shifted and we don't, there were outnumbered.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's, and just, I mean, growing up with a big family was so fun, but it's a different world. It's just too expensive. I mean, I just can't even imagine, you'd have to be a millionaire to have a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
Seriously, you'd have to make millions of dollars
like
to comfortably have a bunch
of dinner,
kids.
That's what Maddie was saying. I can't remember at that point if just she and I were talking or if all of us were, but she was saying, like, I think I actually could have a third, but she was saying, like, financially, it's not even an option. And I think that's the reality for, like,
a lot of people.
The majority of people.
Yeah.
Like, even if you want another kid, like, they are not cheap.
I mean, unless something drastically changes for us.
Like,
it's
we
not
get
gonna,
so rich from Rock Me Mama. Come on, people.
It's just not going to make sense.
You guys, listener, let's help the Niebuhrs.
Oh, please
have a, third. You know,
we need for my hospital bill so that they can build a new house and have a third.
Speaking of hospital bills, did I say this last week? I don't know if I did, but one of my girlfriend, one of my best girlfriends, was talking about how where she lives, which is Germany.
Oh yeah,
did I say this already?
Yes.
They don't pay for anything and they get a whole year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You might, I don't know if you said it on the podcast.
You didn't say it on the podcast.
So they, it's covered, like everything's covered. And they get a paid year.
A year.
A paid, so she heard you saying, she heard you saying on the podcast, she's like, I can't believe Morgan is like grateful for 3 months. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, it's because in this country, 3 months is a big deal.
Well, yeah. And let's be fair, I only get three months because I signed up for an extra benefit through my open enrollment.
Exactly. Like, you would have gotten two. Yeah. And she said, she was like, it's what a disgusting notion that a woman is pretty much forced to leave her child at 3 months to work.
I know.
When many other places allow women a whole year of paid, not even just grace. Like, okay, you can take this, but it's unpaid. Like, you'll get fired.
Right.
Yeah.
But a whole year of being paid as though you were there.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, do you guys have to pay for like the hospital? And I was like, yeah. Insurance covers a good bit of it.
Yeah.
But not all of it.
Our out-of-pocket max is $10,000.
They don't have to pay for the hospital. It's covered. They go and it's covered.
What?
Yeah. It's insured. When you have a baby,
I don't even know. I don't even have anything to say to that.
Yeah, like, and obviously, I'm not talking about third world countries. Right, you know, we are very lucky to have what we have. Right, but city, comparatively.
In Germany. Yeah.
Comparatively.
Good grief.
Other places value the woman having a baby.
Yeah.
Well, and they say, we're going to take care of you.
A natural step in life.
Well, we got it. We're keeping the population alive.
Yeah. If you choose to take it, it's the most natural thing, arguably.
Yeah.
And all right, well, here's all these bills, and also get back to work in 6 weeks.
I'm
very lucky. It's just like, you know, a lot of people take, the only time they get is unpaid, or they get nothing at all.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, they have to scramble to find a family member to take care of their
I think the norm is nothing.
Yeah.
Is nothing paid. And then a lot of people get 8 weeks or something.
I think 8 weeks is probably standard.
Yeah, 6 to 8. I will never complain about getting 16.
But think about it. It's a little baby at 16 weeks, you know? And like the emotional, I mean, it would have been extremely hard for me to leave her at that time.
Yeah. Nobody's like,
it's not a natural time.
No.
Maybe a year. A year feels like, okay.
Yeah.
You're a little person, like, but you're still a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean,
but you also think about mentally,
have to work.
Like the way like hormones are with like nursing and all that. And you know, a lot of people nurse up to a year, but like, you know, I feel like a lot, probably, you know, 6 months might be average. I'm not really sure on the actual number of that, but like all the hormone changes that you go through past 3 months or whatever the average like leave is, because I remember going back to work after heart. I went back at the end of September, and it wasn't until the new year that I could string a sentence together in the workplace. Because I would just lose my train of thought. I mean the brain fog. And so I actually, two of the girls that I manage came over this evening, and I was telling them, I'm like, y'all gotta give me, I'm going back in April, y'all gotta give me till like June to like be able to like hold a conversation at work.
That's what I was saying.
You made a human, and you're feeding it and keeping it alive.
Your brain does not. It's
that's
not
what
the
you have the capacity
as
to
it
do.
Was.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It's, so I mean, you can't talk normally. No. You can't think normally.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Your how many times in the first 6 months of Wyatt's life were you like talking on the podcast and you're like, well,
yeah,
literally almost every almost
where'd
every
that go?
Episode. There's proof.
It happened to me last time.
Yeah.
Just in mid-sentence, mid-thought, just being like,
And then imagine, so it not being just normal, casual conversation, actually putting it in the workplace and
having
expected
it like,
to just go back. And,
you know what I really think about? Because most women in the medical field, I think they get 6 to 8 weeks. I think that's like the standard for medical field. They are doing like serious work. Yeah. I mean, if you're
There's a lot of
working with a surgeon and you're a surgeon's assistant. I don't know what the technical term is for that, but like, and you've been getting 2 hours of sleep total and you're about to like help this doctor cut open. Like things like that
could
are
be
so
a liability. Yeah.
Scary. That's so scary to me.
Like, oh, she was just hormonal. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, it's like,
guys, things like that. That's wild to me. I
agree,
but it's standard over here in the US. And I feel like this is not a fact, so don't quote me on this, but I feel like most, or at least the ones that I know of, European countries are a year.
Yeah.
I have a...
They're just more relaxed as a society. Yeah.
I have a one-on-one client that we're working with right now who lives in Cyprus, which is this like Mediterranean island.
Cool.
Yeah.
You have a guest room?
And she, right?
Yeah. Does she want visitors?
But she is on...
Should we all leave our families and go to Cyprus?
I'm
does she have a connection down to new identities? Let me know.
I'll ask her. But like it's a whole year for her, and she's on like she gets to be a parent without and she works really hard. She's a lighting designer, and like Apple just reached out to her to design something.
That's
she's
awesome.
Like the most badass.
That's awesome.
But she's got a whole year. And Cyprus isn't even this like super big.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy.
It's just so different too, because it's also not apples to apples in general, I guess. Mm-hmm. If they don't pay hospital bills for having a baby and they have a year paid leave, it's not, even when they are at work, I'm not saying they don't work as hard. That's not where this is going. I'm just saying the general like energy and like mental state.
Yeah, it's got to be a million times
has got
better.
To be different.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Well, there's so much pressure in the States, and I feel like this has been the case for a long time, that it's just the American dream has evolved into like the American must, you know, like you have to do it. You have to hustle.
Kill
you
yourself.
Have to work a 9-to-5. Yeah. And if you're not doing that, then you're doing a startup and mm-hmm. working 24/7. And it's just
well,
like
what I'm saying is like maternity leave is what I was saying is it's like fake routine, right? Like, you have this routine while you're pregnant, you know, up until the point mm-hmm. where you have the baby or whenever, that gets completely disrupted by obviously everything that entails. And you have 3.5 months, if you're lucky, to be in this like purgatory, but like kind of, you know, it could be good.
Mm-hmm.
This like weird limbo. That's the word I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm. It's like the Twilight Zone.
Yeah. And then you have to go back in and then find your actual routine as a family once mm-hmm. everybody is back to normal.
Which like who's to say when
but
normal
like,
is?
A year is like, okay, this is a year of my life mm-hmm. where like this can be the normal.
Yeah.
But when you have 3.5 months, I mean, I'm already a month out from going back to work.
It's wild.
Like, so it's just
and women have a really, really traumatic experience leaving their babies to go back to work.
Yeah.
I mean, across the board, women talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
That it's an extremely traumatic experience to leave your baby when they're very young.
Yeah.
And it just makes you feel you're just even Larissa from
that's who I was just thinking
the
about.
News. She was like, you know, we're just starting daycare and I'm just not ready. Like I just don't feel ready, but I have to work.
With your freaking baby. And it's like, I think some people would say, oh, well, they don't know, you know, you can't logic with them, so it's fine. And I'm like, no, you can't logic with them.
And
all
so
they want
all they
is
know
you.
Is you. Yeah.
And it's
heartbreaking. Totally foreign for them to not be. And
it doesn't make
it's
you
totally
bad for
unnatural
it,
for them to not be with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you have to do it, but it is so hard.
And that's thing is like we do all have to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel lucky in a way that like I am, even though it's been hard to be an older mom, it's a lot of the perks are that I am in a position with work and with my husband that I am able to take like more time and work. I've gotten to where I can work more. I can take time. You know, I could take those 2 years with Farah, almost 2 years, and I would work pretty much just when I could. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, now I'm fully back to work. But I feel really fortunate that I was able to do that. But let me tell you, if I was not my age, I would not have been able to do it.
Yeah.
When I was in my 20s or 30s, I was not in a position musically or with my career that I could have taken any time.
You wouldn't have had a choice.
So I wouldn't have had the choice. And I really feel lucky that I had that time with her, even though it was really hard.
Yeah.
I mean, the first year I would have wanted to take no matter what. But after that, it was... I really, really understood that I'm not a stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did it, but it isn't who
long-term
I am.
Long-term was
No, it's not. It's not a lifestyle for me. I could not do that.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of women just love it.
I'm the
so
same
much.
Way.
I like to joke that I could do it. I went in reality. Bill's like, he couldn't.
No, because work. Even though work is hard and work sometimes sucks for people, regardless of what they do, and it's tiring and it sucks to leave your house and it sucks to go to an office, it is a vacation compared to stay-at-home momming, you know? And it is, especially when they're toddlers.
They are working the hardest.
Especially when they're toddlers and when they're starting to like walk and all that stuff. Jesus.
Because they don't get a break. No,
you don't get a break. Like, stay-at-home moms have the hardest. Mm-hmm. It's wild.
I will always give them the utmost props.
And to lose you really feel like you've lost your identity. Yeah. I felt that. Yeah. I really felt like, who am I?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, because there's almost
who
this,
am
like,
I? Other than a mom.
There's a different, and like, I can't speak for the stay-at-home moms that I guess don't feel this way, obviously, but I think that there are women who are like, this is what I want to do. I want to stay at home. I want to be a stay-at-home mom. And I'd be curious to talk to them and know if they feel that as well, like the loss of identity, or if it's like, this is my new identity.
I think they do.
Yeah.
But I also think that there's a lot of women, and this is neither bad nor good. It is what it is. But a lot of women don't feel as connected to their careers as other women do.
Mm-hmm.
So like my identity is my career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so if that's taken away, I don't feel like a person.
Yeah.
Some people are sometimes indifferent. Yeah.
Like if you're working a job that you don't really like, or you don't feel connected to, it might feel great to get away from it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also okay to like be neutral about being a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
Or really love it or not like it, but hey, this is just what I have to do now.
Or feel like this is what I was meant to do my whole life. I think a lot of women feel that, because I think a lot of women didn't find things that they really loved passionately. Mm-hmm. And then they get a family and they're like, well, this is what this I was always supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And that's beautiful.
Yeah,
for sure.
That was the missing piece. Yeah.
And then for other women, it's just like, you know, I really wanted a family and I love having a family, but I also love what I do.
Yeah.
And so I passionately love it. And giving it up was a big sacrifice for me, and one I wanted to make, but it was really tough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
tough.
Wanting
watching
to
other people singing and touring.
Less of a sacrifice.
Yeah.
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 Yep. Yeah.
And just like we always talk about, looking online and looking at what everyone else is doing and being like, I haven't even changed my underwear today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're in Japan playing an awesome show.
No, but seriously, I haven't changed my underwear today.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in smelly gym clothes and I have not showered in days. That's why my hair is up. If my hair is up like this, she dirty.
Yeah.
If my hair is down and clean, like, that's how you know.
I think I washed my hair yesterday, but it just kind of be like this sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes like that.
Yeah.
I drowned my hair in dry shampoo before I came. I don't know the last time I washed it.
Yeah,
I love it. It does not look greasy.
No, it doesn't look greasy at all.
Dry shampoo?
Which one, though?
I use Monet. It's a
non-toxic. Is it natural?
Yeah.
No, but it's good, though.
We can talk about that off air.
It's great. Okay.
No, yeah, it is.
No, it's great. It's a good one.
Is it powder or spray?
Spray.
Huh.
Like an aerosol.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're here for it.
I'm not showering.
And here's Macy's link.
No, I actually don't have one.
To Monet.
I don't have a link.
But like, how does it work though? Would you just like, would they reach out? Like, say they heard this, would they reach out to you and be like, hey, we heard you mention.
Monet actually
is one of their many lower level sales.
It is an MLM.
It's an MLM.
Yeah, yeah, it's an MLM.
Sorry, I was making MLM jokes. I don't want to offend anybody.
Multi-level marketing.
You know, like Mary Kay, yeah. Amway, Monet.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Essential oils.
Oh, okay.
All of the
pyramid schemes.
Yeah.
That's the word.
Oh.
That's the word.
Pyramid
yeah.
schemes.
Yeah.
Pyramid schemes.
Do you guys remember Mary Kay, though?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's not just an old thing.
No, Mary Kay was like one of the OG pyramid schemes.
And in the churches.
But like, dude, do you know how many friends have hit me up on Facebook and been like, I'm working for, I don't know if it's Mary Kay, but it's like one of those things.
Yeah.
And they're like, can I just talk to you about your beauty regimen? And I'm like, Lauren from high school.
You're like, you know, actually, why? Let's talk about yours, sweetie, because it's tragic.
Yeah. Like, why do I want to talk to you about my
That's
skincare
what
regimen?
Monet is that I do not sell Monet, though. Mm. I just use it because it's the closest to non-toxic.
Yes, yes.
That also has really good stuff for hair growth.
Sometimes see, this is the thing. It's not all bad.
Yeah, it's
sometimes
not all bad.
I just can't help.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, I mean, it's,
you
know,
you have
it's
to say.
Easy to make I can't fun help of. It.
Yeah.
Same with like Arbonne and. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's tons of them.
Yeah.
And also, there's a lot of women that may be a part of it that are laughing at us right now because they
are making their way to the bank.
Six figures, you know?
Yeah. But also, like, woof.
Yeah. But also,
that's on you, sweetie.
I use it and.
Your blood money.
Yeah, whatever. But it's good stuff.
Yeah. There were during COVID, there were so many people like trying to do.
Yeah. Cause that's.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that was the
pinnacle of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You're at home. You know, you do it from social media. That didn't shut down.
I tried to. What did I try to do during COVID? Cause all my tours got canceled and I was like, I got to make some money. I tried to do, rating things. Like, it didn't work. I made $0.
Like
but,
surveys?
Yeah.
Oh,
surveys.
Yeah.
Surveys. They didn't pay me.
Oh, when you like sign up to.
I tried. I was like, maybe I'll do some surveys. And it's like, it's going to make you like literally $2. I'm like, let me just try it. I'm sitting here pregnant.
If you qualify.
Yeah. If you qualify.
I took like a few of them and I was like, where's my fucking money?
Yeah.
Nope.
That's you better give me the bag.
No money, honey. None.
Oh, that's so good. I can't remember what I'm sure there's so many different companies.
Survey
that do
Junkie.
That, but maybe, I don't know. There's one that I thought about doing too. And I was like, oh, well, it's not going to be worth it.
And then you have to think like, well, if this was like a real way to make money, wouldn't everyone be just taking surveys?
Yeah.
Do we think Survey Junkie and MLMs are like in it together?
They got to be.
Feels like
maybe.
They've got to be. Let's ask them.
Okay. Let us know if anyone has.
Yeah, let us know. All right. Well.
Yeah. About that time.
About
ladies.
That time.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Cheers.
Bye.
Rock, rock, rock me, mama.